Hey everybody, you're back with Dave and Ed and Dr. Dave and Christine. This is To the Death Podcast.
Episode 38 with a guest, finally, Davey.
It was an accident. I didn't do it on purpose.
Well, can you explain what you did? Why did you reach out in the first place?
Because we were talking about motivation, and I knew because this person had reached out to me in the past, and we talked about recording and goals and just some other things, and he thought to himself, if these two losers can do a podcast, I can do something great too. So he decided to try, and he has.
And we're talking about BJJ Black Belt Adrian Luna.
Luna, that's right. Also, videographer, is that a right
sure.
title?
Yeah. Editor, videographer. Producer.
Of Three Guys and Cider.
And it's a great podcast, and you could see that he puts a lot of effort into it. He does the edits just like I do, and we talk a lot about kind of the background of how and why each of us started our podcast and how we plan to grow together. It was a great conversation.
And how you both like to carry the losers you've paired up with. Just drag those anchors right along with
you. Yes, he does give a percent of how much work he does, and you can listen for that compared to my work.
He does a lot less than you do. He was complaining. He doesn't even do near the
you
amount of work
you do. You are a much deader weight than his lackeys.
1.5%, Adrian. So just remember, it could always be worse.
I was telling Meg that we should make sure it's 1.5 for life.
1.5, that's a good shirt.
Those are Dave shirts. Yeah, Team Dave, you can get those shirts.
So I should break out my phone some point during this intro outro to read some of the messages that he sent me. He said that you are his kind of guy, and he's really impressed with my professionalism on the podcast. I don't know what podcast he listened to.
No, I talk about it too. I talk nice about you. He talks nice about me. It's a triangle of niceness.
Yeah, but you didn't just say, I talked nice about you. Why didn't you bring that up?
Because I hate you.
Yeah, fine. How's your wife feel about me, though? Has her feelings changed at all?
Not even a little bit.
But she doesn't see the growth that you've had from starting this podcast?
Sure, but she does not attribute any of it to you.
Are you serious?
I have.
Right now?
I do on this podcast. I let you know how much I appreciate
you. Do you tell her?
I tell her all the time.
She has to know. She's known you for how many years have you been together?
10 years.
10 years. Okay. You've been together for 10 years, and you've only started improving yourself since...
No. Come on. Don't say that.
Come on, what?
That's mean. You know that's not true. You're exaggerating.
Really?
There's been exponential growth, as my father would say, in the past year. Yes. More growth than I've ever had. And I do give you a lot of credit for that. But she does not like you, so she's going to block that out.
She loves me. She just doesn't want you to know.
So I want you to read those messages to me in the outro. We could finish with that. But
fine.
I would like to bring up a text message that you sent to me today.
What did I say to you? Oh.
So.
Great.
I sent you the first draft of the podcast. There's no intro outro to it. And I said, you know, I always look for your feedback. In this episode, Adrian is ahead of us in the social media game. Okay.
Very much so.
Sure. And he gives us some great advice.
Which we're going to use.
And Dave didn't want to use, but it's okay. So I just convinced him. And I would like to explain why.
Why I don't want to harass everyone?
No, it's not about harassing anybody. I don't want to tell them what this. They'll hear it and then we'll talk about it in the outro.
Fine.
So we have a certain amount of people that will listen to every episode. And those are the people that I absolutely can trust. Because why would they listen, Davey?
Because we are funny looking.
Sure. But they like to listen to us and they... maybe think we are insightful. So I would love to share.
Really? Wait a second.
Yes, they do.
They think we, you and I, are insightful?
Sometimes.
I think we make fools of ourselves and people like to listen
that
to
too,
it.
That too.
Okay.
So if they could learn something from us, I would love that. And the thing that he shared with us, maybe 10% of people on Instagram know about. So I think it would behoove us to share it with our listeners.
Behoove?
And Adrian's listeners, because there's new listeners that have never heard us before.
Fine, okay.
And they will also get something out of it. And Adrian trusts us to the point where he shared his intuition with us. And I thought it was beautiful. And why not share it with our audience and his audience?
I don't know. I feel like it's harassing. Dr. Dave's doing it. He's harassing the hell out of people. I got people messaging me about Dr. Dave's DMs.
And then they helped him out anyway, so I don't even care about it.
They want free gear. We did a free gear.
We should do it again.
All right.
We're on the right path, is what I'm saying.
What kind of gear should we get? Thongs.
Oh.
To the death thong. Did you see that? She almost just fell over. To the death thong.
That's like not PG.
What are you talking about? There's a song that plays on the radio.
Yeah.
Radio's not PG?
Not necessarily.
Wait, did they take it down?
No, they don't take it down.
Okay. So then I think it could be on this.
Okay. Well, anyways.
That's what we're going to do.
Sure.
Giveaway.
A giveaway. A thong giveaway.
Thong giveaway.
For our most active listeners.
We'll have to come up with a design. I'll come up with a design and we'll post it on Instagram.
And I'll sing it. Let me see that thong.
Oh, my God. We have a live audience today, and they are really supporting us.
Yeah, they really enjoyed our interaction off the mic.
Okay. I thought this for sure that it would have been disruptive. I mean, Christine just almost fell over.
So I had literally had to fight Dave to let you guys listen to this advice. So hopefully you stick around for the whole episode.
That wasn't what it was. It was you talking about. I don't know what it was anymore.
Yeah, now Dave doesn't even know. Go it's ahead, all right. It's I still fine. Love you no matter what.
If I forgot.
So hopefully you guys enjoy. This is To the Death Podcast.
Is that it for the intro?
Yeah, we did plenty.
Oh, okay.
We got a pretty good amount in here. I didn't.
All right, fine.
All right.
1.5% for life.
You're doing great.
Perfect.
And I could deal with that, and all I can right. make us greater.
Hit the button.
Idiot.
He almost hit the power button. Oh, all right, cool. Outro.
To the Death Podcast.
Episode 38.
Well, Adrian, tell me if this is immoral. All right, mostly times when I see people doing stuff wrong, I'm going to go help them. Like, this is how you do it right,
yeah.
in my opinion. Sam, I don't tell him anything. Yeah. He doesn't get any tips from me.
Why is that?
Why? Because if I tell, he's like half a detail away from armbarring me every time. Like, Dave, I can't have that. I can't be
the
like
only
you.
Reason he doesn't armbar Ed is because Ed is incredibly strong. He puts him in the position all the time and then just can't finish.
So how do you rank a guy like that, you know? He's like a collegiate wrestler, you said, right?
Yeah, he's got 3 stripes. That's it right now.
Yeah.
I want to see more technique, and he's really working on it. He tries new moves all the time, and he would only stand up in the beginning. Now he'll sit, he'll play guard because he wants to get up or do the
chokes.
Or do
a lat drop from the bottom.
He does do that, though. Or he does a lat drop from top. I'll sit guard, and he'll just, like, come over me and lift me up and lat drop me to try and get past my guard.
Dude, I got to tell you, I really do think I'm the biggest fan of this show because, like, I remember you were talking to Yanni about this, and you were saying that's how he passes your guard.
Yeah.
He lifts you up, and I was listening to today, actually.
Crazy. No, I'm not kidding. He will reach down, and you're like, yeah, I have great position. Yeah. But you can't move him, and then he'll stand up. And he'll lat drop you to try and get past your legs.
Oh, man.
So how many times did you think he was going to get me today? And I
thought he was, but you're playing half guard good. Yeah. And he's doing a big mistake that I'm not going to tell him.
He has to put pressure on my
head. Shh. He listens
and
to this, too.
No, he doesn't listen. He doesn't listen. John Stanley might tell him, though.
Yeah, he's a rat.
Don't call him that. I like John Stanley.
I like him, too.
He's coming to my house on Friday.
What?
He's got to fix my furnace.
Oh, okay. I thought you were hanging out with him, because I'm saying, if you don't call me to hang out, you're going to call John Stanley? That doesn't make any sense.
I wanted to hang out on Thursday. What are you doing on Thursday?
I'm working. You know that.
No, we can't hang out. I don't know what to tell you, Ed. You got to get it together.
Oh, man.
So I'm glad that you do listen. I listened to your podcast today.
Thanks,
you have it like podcast form, too, because I saw it on YouTube. That's
no,
why
I mean,
it.
We, like, when we first started out, we were just kind of like sitting in my...
Right.
My kitchen and just getting drunk and, you know, it's kind of like our podcast thing. But
can we back this whole thing
go
up
ahead,
here?
Back it up, dude.
All right. What the heck are you talking about, Ed? Why don't you introduce it?
We have an intro and outro for that, but I can introduce him as
well. All right.
Well,
why don't we let him introduce it?
All right, go ahead.
Talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Bring it up, and then Ed can ask his dumb questions.
Before you start, it's interesting to us because we started our trek at the same time. We're kind of white belts in this kind of world, so it's interesting to get your perspective on some of the stuff that you've gone through. So from where you started and then until now.
So when it first started out, I think I've talked to you about this, Dave.
Yeah.
Like, going, and you guys talked about it in an earlier episode too. The Jeff Glover's Travels.
Yes.
The Budo Jake.
Oh, Budo Jake.
Rolled up. That was my initial goal. I wanted to do that. I bought a bunch of equipment. I was ready to do that. And then I tore my hamstring. I like full tear and didn't have insurance. So I couldn't walk and
the
I couldn't
American
get it fixed.
Dream.
Dude, I had no insurance. Tore my hamstring on November 2019. So I got insurance January. So my surgery was like the end of January, and I was like, well, I can't walk for 6 weeks and I can't do much for the next couple months regardless. I'm not going to roll till like the middle of the year or something at best. So I was like, what other passions do I have? And I have all this video equipment. I don't want to just sell it back or get refunds or whatever. So I said, let's do a cider thing. Let's do something different, you know? And I'll take that same kind of like feel of, you know, going somewhere, interviewing the instructor, but he would be the cider maker. Learning from them and learning their process. And I learned so much about the industry, man. It's insane. These people have so much passion for what they do. It's almost like when you meet somebody in jiu-jitsu who's like, you know, a black belt who's been around forever, and you're just like in awe of just picking their brain and stuff. And these people are just such passionate, creative people. So like it started off as kind of just, you know, we're going to do this for a little bit. And then as soon as I could get, you know, back on the mats and stuff, we were going to do the jiu-jitsu thing, and this just took off, and now we want to make it bigger. When we finally sell in merch, and you know, that's making money for us. And we have a couple of other avenues for monetizing. I don't want to speak too soon about that, but yeah, so it's taken off. So I'm excited about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you were originally it was going to be a jiu-jitsu thing.
It was.
So yeah. Now it's just going to be a full cider thing.
I think it is. Yeah. I mean, I might still do the jiu-jitsu thing later on, you know, but I think I'm going to wait a while for that, you know.
How old are you now?
31.
31. Still got time.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Don't shake your shoulders like that. You still got time, man. Yeah. You haven't even peaked yet. Talk to me in 9 years.
Oh, man. Dude, I don't know. I mean, I'm excited to do the master's thing for sure. I'm definitely like this year, I've been saying if I need surgery, I'm not going to take it. If I get injured at all, I'm going to just ignore it. This year, I'm just going to do everything Masters, Masters Worlds, Masters Nogi, whatever. I'm going to do everything. And if I get hurt, I'll just keep training.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
You know what I mean?
Like me. Yeah. That's what I do. Dave don't Ross do style. What I do. I'm just telling you what I do. Yeah. Ed keeps yelling at me. He says, don't tell anyone what you do. I'm so broken.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Don't shake your head.
I don't want you to compete if you're broken. You're going to get more broken in these tournaments.
Then I get more broken. Then I come back in here and I train broken. It's a recurring cycle.
KT tape, man.
Will that help?
Yeah.
Look,
sure.
My arm, that's as, oh God, it's really sore today.
Yeah.
That's as straight as that
oh
arm goes.
Yeah, pathetic.
Jesus Christ.
That's as straight as that thing goes. This knee is popping like crazy now.
Yeah.
I'm getting old.
So you were talking about all the equipment you had. What did you have the equipment for? You went to school for that or?
No, dude.
Just a hobby?
I mean, when I was in like high school, I took a TV productions class. So I knew a little bit about that stuff, but not much at all. I was just kind of motivated one day. And I'm always the type of person, like if I do something, I'll just dive right in. You know, so I was like, oh, 1500, let's go. You know, like, if I spend enough money on it, I'll do it. So I was like, all right, we'll do it.
How did you determine what equipment to get?
Kevon from Pure.
Okay.
He kind of helped me out a little bit. He talked me down actually because he was saying, dude, that's really expensive. You don't need that stuff. You could film it on your iPhone. I was like, no, man, give me something legit. Come on. And so, right. Yeah.
Well, that was kind of good advice by him.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But you know what? Like, we've used our equipment and like now I want to get more. And,
true, because you know what it is? Most people, when they buy the equipment, they'll go too high and then they'll be overwhelmed and then they'll quit. But you're not that kind of person. So it actually is good for you to do it. We start a little lower and now we have this now because I wanted to prove it to myself that we could actually stick with it.
Now, what do you think about Ed? You see from the outside and listening to the podcast, and he loves this part. Have you seen his most recent clip, the toothbrush or toothbrush?
No,
one?
I haven't, actually. I think I started, but I haven't.
Oh, my God. No. You haven't seen it?
Dave's going to
pull it up
photo.
Right now.
Can you? Yeah.
This thing is amazing.
So I made this clip. Dave has been asking me to do this for months and months.
I didn't know if it could be done. He would never tell
me. You know it could be done by somebody, by me. You didn't know if I could do it.
Yes. Here, we're going to pause
this
or something.
It'll be a pause. Dave's going to show him the clip. But when I showed Dave this, I knew. When I was making it and I put it together and it was finished, I was like, oh my God, Dave's going to be so happy.
Yeah.
He's going to love it so much. And he did.
Oh my God.
He did give me the backhanded compliment at the end. He said, it's kind of funny too.
Because you specifically said, if this isn't the funniest thing I've ever done, we're done.
Why was it?
Why won't it play?
Oh, look at you. Very unprofessional, David.
It won't give me volume. Grab your phone.
Come on.
No, that's just in my photos.
Oh.
Is it hooked?
It's on Instagram.
Oh, I know why. It's playing it in the podcast right
you
now.
You are a fool. Undo your Bluetooth.
This is what happens when you're unprepared, Adrian.
Oh, yeah.
So it played all those times that I was sitting here screwing with it.
Well,
and now you'll have to cut it out.
This one, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, that one.
I think, like, before coming here, man, I don't think I've talked to you more than, like, once or twice, but after listening to the podcast, I'm just the biggest Ed fan.
Wait, what about me?
You're hilarious.
What about me?
I knew Dave was funny, but like, you're hilarious.
Dave's
man.
Not funny. Dude.
Can we just talk about something real quick, please? Because Ed insists on being the funny one. I don't try to be the funny one. I don't care if I'm the funny one, but he wants it more than anything in the world to be the funny one. Who's the funny one, Adrian?
Oh, that's tough, man. I don't know.
Don't say
all you have
tough.
To say is it's not Ed.
No,
you don't even
that,
have to pick
that.
Me.
Listen
just
to me,
say
listen
it's
me.
Not Ed.
Dave's never... Dave doesn't understand. Like, I listen to comedy podcasts. I've been on stage before. I idolize comedy, like as a science. Like, with the way we look at jiu-jitsu,
as a science.
I look at comedy, like making videos or just being silly, talking, like the way people tell stories. I'm focusing, like, who the best storytellers. I'm going to just try to emulate them, just like we emulate. The problem is we don't have somebody over our shoulder, like in jiu-jitsu, telling us, like, all right, this is where you're making a mistake. If you fix this here, same thing with the podcasting. It's kind of like, you know, you're just trying to figure it out. You're just trying to see what sticks and replicate it. And Dave's just here. He's just like, yeah, I show up and then we talk and then whatever happens, happens. I can't stand that.
But listen,
You're not funny on the podcast. As a creator,
what are you talking about?
Up. As a creator, that video clip was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. As a creator, you're fantastic. On the podcast, you're not funny. And I've had multiple people tell me, I'm not angry at you for it. I don't. It's fine. I still like you. We're still going to do the podcast. You're not funny. It's okay.
And, you got some dum-dums that you know told you. People in my own life think
that's why
that
I'm asking
funny.
Adrian. Is he funny?
No, Adrian.
On the podcast,
I do
is
think
he
he's funny.
Funny?
Exactly.
I do think he's funny.
Is he the funny one?
I don't know who the funny one is, man. It's tough.
Who's the funny looking one?
Funny.
All right, how about this? How about an intelligence? I'm definitely smarter.
He's definitely
than him.
Smarter.
Probably smarter.
I'm stronger
what
as
do
well.
You mean definitely? He doesn't even have college. I have college.
I got.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Man, yeah.
I got three semesters.
I mean, I don't know.
Listen what happened, though. All right. I went to college and then I worked in a shop for 18 years.
Yeah.
It brings the IQ down.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Ed's around educated people. Somewhere.
Sure. Not really.
Where.
What are you talking about? All the guys I work with, blue collar. They're high school diplomas.
I don't know. So then why, how did you become, he's younger. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Everything's firing more in his brain.
I fired.
Look at all the pauses. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still thinking.
I cut
I'm still
him out.
Tired
I cut him
from
out.
The roles.
No, you look good. I cut all the pauses out.
Dude, this feels like a rap battle. I love this. You guys should get on TikTok.
That's what I'm talking about.
With that video and stuff? Yeah, you should.
I told him that.
All right, so we're in the process
oh
now. Me and Mike didn't get to film the next video that we have an idea for, but I have to build
up. But
you
can post
I'm not
that one.
No.
Post.
All right, so this is the thing. So after we posted our first episode, you know, 4 or 5 episodes in, I'm still looking at like how to be better. You go online. Then I found the thing like, oh, you're supposed to have stuff in the bank. Like if you're going to start something brand new, you don't just put one episode out because if it's good, people want to see more. And if you only have that one thing, it's like, all right, well, whatever. TikTok, we need at least 5 videos to post at once and then 5 more in the bank. So if we do 10 videos, then we start the TikTok so we can get a rhythm. It's the consistency.
Okay. That's fine. A lot of the video is going to be on you. We can shoot a whole bunch of stuff so you have all of this data, but then you're going to have to piece
it
all
together. Did you talk to your mom?
No, I haven't talked to her yet. She called me today. I ignored her call.
I told Megan.
Sorry,
Mom. She's like, there's no way. She doesn't believe it.
I guarantee. I'll call her right now. I'll hook the Bluetooth back
up
to this thing.
Do it.
Put her on the podcast. She will let us smash an egg on her head
and spray the water.
You heard that story?
No.
You didn't hear that story?
No.
Oh, you have to go back and listen. It's a... what is that called? Mischief Night? She used to take us out?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you heard the story. All right, it's up on one of those clips. But she got an egg smashed on her head by high school kids, and she'll let us recreate that so that Ed can make a video.
Oh, my God.
I guarantee it.
We already have the audio.
And she listens, so now she hears it. Mom, thank you. I appreciate you. It's going to be hilarious.
Well, your mom listens?
Yeah.
My mom stops. She can't stand you.
No, she loves my voice.
No, she likes the voice. She doesn't like the words that you say. That's all.
I hear that constantly from
everybody.
She wants
you to be a little more serious.
The reason that I do this is for fun. Why does everything have to be so serious?
I'm not saying
can
it
I
does.
Have fun?
It's a dichotomy. You got to balance the serious
can
with the
funny.
Can
you give me a word that I know the definition, please?
A balance. That's what it is.
A dichotomy is a balance?
That's what it means.
Is that what it means, Adrian?
I have no idea what it means.
Okay.
See?
I only got 2 years of college.
I'm going to Google it. Urban Dictionary.
What is the end goal with the podcast? I love what you guys are doing. I would love to see you guys monetize and stuff on it.
You know what it is? I'm going to explain it for everyone that might not know the backstory. Yeah. Ed had a podcast.
Oh.
He had a podcast. No, not oh yeah, because nobody knew about it. It was highly top secret. All right? So he did a podcast. Did you start on your own or did you start with your wife?
It wasn't with her. It was a practice podcast. Yeah. I bought equipment, right? You ever listen to Ari Shaffir? He's a comedian.
No, he's not funny. Go ahead.
Fine. He's got his own podcast, and one day he said, all right, this is the exact equipment I use. You don't need a lot of money. It's like $400. So it's like, all right, let me do this. I got the equipment, and then me and my wife started messing around with it. The audio was horrific, but then I was like, Dave, why don't you listen to this? This is me and my wife talking to one of my friends, and I thought it was a great way to introduce friend groups that never see each other. So I have jiu-jitsu friends, I got work friends, I got high school friends.
Oh, that's awesome.
So then I take, you know, my favorite friends and I have a conversation with him, just like we're having now, and laugh and stuff. And then I would show Dave, like, this is my friend, this is my dad, this is my sister.
And let me tell you, some of these episodes, because also it was not G-rated or PG like we're trying to do with this, some of these episodes were hilarious, man. And the way that he gets with the guests, like, he gets really serious and asks all these great questions and interviews really well, where I don't do all that real well. He did that so well with his friends. Like, I would get the backstory on his friend. Everything was hilarious. And I'm like, man, this is so good. So then I was on one or two. And just like with this podcast, I listened to those podcasts.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like 10 or 15 times. And I'm like, Ed, we got to do a podcast. And he said no.
I said no, yeah. Because I didn't think that I could do it. Like PG. I was like, all right, I need to be unfiltered. But if I'm unfiltered, I can get myself in a lot of trouble. So I didn't want to put it out to the world. I just want Dave to listen to it just to see.
And it was hilarious. I listened to every episode over and over.
But then I talked to my wife talked me into it. She's like, come on, because COVID hit. Everything was locked down. What are we doing? Nothing. So I got this equipment, and then I asked Davey, and he was like, okay, yes, finally.
That's what I said, finally. Finally. I've been asking you to do this. Finally. 1 week in, his wife said, you need to get a new partner.
Yeah, she made a big mistake.
She really doesn't like you, huh?
Yeah, she didn't understand.
She doesn't like anyone.
Oh, okay.
That's true, that's true. But I wanted to ask you, because you have more people working with you, right?
Yeah.
Now, I know already. I already come to terms. Dave's not going to help me. All right, he's going to do 1.5 for life. That's fine. But how do you find motivated people to do your vision?
Dude, so I'll be honest, they're not as motivated as I am.
Okay.
Like, I do probably 80% of the work. Sorry, guys. Sorry, AJ and Pat, if you're listening to this.
You guys are dead weight.
But they're starting to pick up some slack, but I do so much work, man. I do the videography. I'm starting to put more projects on them. So, like, we want to get onto Patreon soon. So, my one friend Patrick is starting to, like, do that. Like, we're treating this like a business now. So, next week, he's going to present to us and say, this is the information I gathered, like a PowerPoint. We're going to make it official, like a business meeting. And AJ's also working on some stuff, too. So, we also do, like, we're always trying to break the algorithm, whether it's Instagram, TikTok, you know. Not so much on Twitter, but we're trying to attack social media.
Not so much on Twitter. Never Twitter.
Twitter sucks.
Screw Twitter, man.
I've been trying so hard on Twitter.
I mean.
I don't think so. Twitter.
It might come back.
So, listen, though. You're carrying these guys. Why are you carrying the dead weight?
He's motivated.
Yeah.
No, that's not. Okay, he's motivated. You're motivated. Great. Why carry the dead weight?
I guess partially because I'm afraid to release some of the, you know, to delegate a little bit. I don't mind being a workaholic sometimes.
So I would be happy to do more of the work.
Yeah.
But I can't. I don't have the time. I've helped with the things that I can help with in the time that I have. Yeah. Our website, yeah, it still needs work, but he would have never created it.
Whoa. I wouldn't have created it the old Ed. The new Ed would create it.
True. The new Ed. But look, episode 1, 4/20/20. Okay?
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
So how many months is that? 9 months to get to this Ed. Took 9 months.
I think that's
to
pretty
dig
good.
This Ed
for
out
for what, for a website or
no to dig the new Ed out of
so
the old shelf.
I used to like get very angry at Dave. Like he used to very frustrate me because I had expectations, which was my fault, and he wasn't fulfilling them. I was like, Dave, we have all this stuff we have to do. Like if we want to be successful, I'm like trying to emulate the podcast that I like. I'm like, Dave, we're not even doing close to what we can. Can't get guests. The one job you have, one job to get guests.
But I can get the guests. I'm not chasing people anymore.
Fine. The whole point is, it's not up to him. It's up to me to do it. So I did my first episode on my own, and now I think I could stand on my own 2 feet. Now I just look at this as practice. And I don't care if we get sponsors. I don't care how many views there are. I just want to have fun with my good friend Dave and meet people that I haven't talked to before. And it really is the community thing. I just want to meet people. It's not about money at all. It's about getting in front of people because I think I am funny, even though Dave says I'm not.
Wait. I did not say you're funny. Wait.
Yeah, exactly.
You're funny. I'm not the one that said you are not funny. Well, everyone contacts me.
Every loser you know,
says,
fine.
Ed is not funny.
Tell me,
does he think he's funny?
Hold on. Tell me a winner that told you that. Because I bet all those people are losers.
Define winner.
Somebody that I would consider a winner.
How do you define a winner?
I have very good definitions for winners.
Give me.
Somebody with original thoughts that's not afraid to put them out in public. Not talk behind my back like losers. Exactly, right? That's a winner.
There you go. I like that.
Oh, my God. Hit the button.
Idiot.
Thank you. That's it.
All right.
Wait, did we finish telling the story of how the podcast came? Yeah.
Yeah. We're here now.
So, but it took 9 months to get Ed out of his shell.
Yeah.
He may have come out a little quick. Like,
what does
he
that
was
mean?
The chick with some of the shell still stuck to his back.
Yeah.
Because he started to not only do all the fantastic content creation that he's doing, but he started reaching out to people.
Oh, that's what's up.
That was a big no-no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Ed made a big fool
of
himself.
I did make a fool of myself on Twitter, just like we were talking about.
Oh, my God. What happened?
He did not check with me first, and he sent this ridiculous ramble.
Yeah. So you ever have like somebody that you're looking up to, and you like the way that the personality is, and you try to say something the way that they would say it, not in your own words?
Yeah.
I try to do that on Twitter, and only through text. And my communication is through my facial expressions and my voice.
Yeah.
So words, I'm not very good with them. So I sent one of the guys that I really admire a message, and he roasted me on Twitter.
Oh my God.
So if you want to go check it out, I retweeted it and kept it there because it's a good reminder of like I can get somebody's attention, but it wasn't exactly I felt like quitting after that moment.
It was hilarious. I told him, I said, don't do that again. Just don't do that again. Because everyone that I reach out to, I have to be better over text or email than I am in person. Has to be that way.
Yeah.
All right. So everyone that I've contacted reaches back.
Do you like check analytics and stuff like that? Like if you message somebody, do you see how many people said yes when I said something like this and then how many people said no?
No,
when
Dave
I said
doesn't
like
do
that?
Stuff like either.
No,
that.
No, everybody responds basically. Okay. Unless I come off like there's one person that did not respond.
Okay.
Yeah. Very
Dave's, it's a very impressive because he is like aloof. He just does things. But when it comes to being professional, I don't know. He has the switch that he could just turn it on and he turns the idiot part off.
Yeah.
It's like short bursts. Short bursts of brilliance.
I like that I can be an idiot in person.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason that people are here.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. But just like he said, so he saw that some of the people that I messaged through Instagram or whatever, and he's like, how did you get them to respond? And I'm like, dude,
it's
nice
actually a very impressive thing. I'm trying to do the exact thing he does right now to the people that I like that are outside of jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, but you should see this message he sent. It was in code or
dude,
something.
I want to see this.
I don't know. And I told him, all I said was, don't send a message like that again. Normal conversation, please.
Well, I did listen to you. I did listen to you.
Yeah.
The next message I sent to a different person.
The guy responded, though.
It was his producer, sorry.
Now, did you reach back to the producer himself?
Not yet. I have a meeting with a mentor that's going to give me advice. Yeah.
Remember, don't go to Tasteless to get the producer. Go right to the producer. Producer.
You got it?
Listen. Yeah, I'm fine.
Dave said my episode sucked, too.
That is not what
I
said.
I haven't heard the Ed show yet. Like, I haven't heard that. I
Dave
think
hated
I'm
it.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
Yanni,
that's not
three.
What I said. Can you not twist my words?
That's what I heard. I heard
you
that.
Can go back and listen to what I said if it's in. I can't remember if it's in or not. I said it was not my favorite. I think you should do an episode with your wife because I used to love the original podcast with you and your wife. I think that would be better than you and Gary.
Whoa. Come
that's
on.
That's what I said.
Gary's got his own podcast. You think he can't do podcasts?
No, that's not what I said
that's
either.
What
can you
like.
Stop twisting
I don't know. That's
my
what I'm
words,
hearing.
Please?
I'm hearing Gary sucks at podcasting. He should quit.
I like Gary's podcast. I listen to all of them. How many do you listen to?
I've been listening to him since I've been doing his clips for him. Loser.
Finally. How many episodes does he have and you're finally listening? Good friend.
I don't know. He's got 20 or something.
Good friend.
Okay.
I like his episode a lot, actually, when you brought him along.
When we brought, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
When he measured our fat.
Yeah.
I did enjoy that, too. Well, we got to do another one. You got to reach out to him.
Oh, I got to reach out to him? I'll reach out to him. That's fine. So can he come here?
Sure.
Really?
Probably not. Do you reach out to all the guests or like get everybody
involved? So last year, basically, we reached out to everybody. And luckily, everybody said yes for the most part. A couple people said, you know, we're too busy, but let's do it next year. This year, coming into 2021, the way our Instagram looks and stuff, we've been so lucky because we've had about 3 people reach out to us. Like, can you come to our site?
That's fantastic.
You know? And so
we don't have
that. That was probably the most
listen,
rewarding
listen.
Thing for us, you know?
He should be doing our social media because how many followers do you have on Instagram?
2100 something.
Yeah,
we're almost at 22.
We have 200.
Yeah,
thanks dude. To you, loser.
Dude, social listen, media, man.
I
like,
I don't know how to work it. I'm old. That's the problem. He put me in charge of social media. I didn't get Facebook until I knew I was going to open a gym.
Yeah,
I never had Facebook. I'm like,
dude, Instagram is a
it.
Science in itself, man. Yeah. And I started early on. I mean, just because like when I was, you know, fighting MMA and trying to compete a lot in jiu-jitsu, I was trying to really like sell myself as a brand. You know, so I looked up all these videos and kind of found how to break the algorithm to be like number one on somebody's newsfeed and stuff. So over the years, it's like it's changed a lot. Instagram has, but I kind of still kind of know the same fundamental concepts on how to get a lot of followers.
So you've been doing
like
this for years then?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the marketing part of it right. kind of.
Yeah, we've been doing it for 8 months.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Not a use since you've been to school, but for this podcast, I mean.
Yeah, but I've never looked into any of the things he mentioned.
Yeah, great. Dude,
thanks.
It's as simple as YouTube, man. Just YouTube.
Just YouTube.
How to get
it.
More followers.
We got LinkedIn you know? Learning.
I know.
Oh, yeah, LinkedIn Learning is awesome, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know how to get
paid
on
for
there.
A full year. Use it.
That year's almost up. Can we save videos?
No. Come on. You know you can't do that. Why would you even ask that?
No, I didn't know that.
Think it through.
I can screen record the videos.
Don't say that out loud.
I'm screen recording it, LinkedIn Learning. Step up your game.
You guys really should work on getting those followers because I think if you got more listens, like, dude, you need to, like, this is a great show. You need to be heard.
It feels good for you to say that because if you look at the numbers, it's like, it's not that great.
The numbers go, they're crazy though. The numbers go up and down. We have one episode. I looked yesterday and I'm like, wow, we have one episode that's like real low. But the rest, I like the numbers. The numbers are good. I looked today. Allen's is still jumping up.
Allen's the king. Yeah.
Is he the king? Is he still the king? Or is it Yanni is the king?
No, Yanni's first episode was the best. Everybody loves Yanni. We should have Yanni back on.
Yeah, but nobody liked his second episode. Are you coming on Sunday, the 17th? Maybe we'll record with him then.
Yeah, we got to record Tim and Sam rolling.
Oh, man. Ooh. So Yanni did not say this, but I've been telling Sam for weeks that when Yanni comes to he's doing a spider lasso seminar here, or workshop, whatever you want to call it. And he says that he'll roll with Sam. And I've been telling Sam since then, Yanni said he's going to tap you over and over.
Yeah, you're talking trash. Yanni never talks trash ever. He would never say that.
But he said he's going to roll with Sam. That's all he said. And I've been telling Sam, he's Yanni says he's going to tap you.
He definitely is. I don't know. He does. He's just like a magician. He triangles big guys at will. He's going to triangle them. I'm calling it right now. We got to commentate it.
Fine. We'll commentate it. You should have been commentating me today when I was rolling with Sam. That was brutal.
Brutal.
He gives you great half guard position, and you can't get up. And when you try and get up, he throws you.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, what is, this is not fair. Yeah, and you're screaming at me, get up, get up. And I'm like, I know I need to get up, Ed. He just puts his weight in the right spot that you can't really
his
move.
His hands were on the mat. That means his hands
He had the wizard.
No, there was one point where his hands were on the mat.
I know.
That's when I said, get up.
Yeah, that's when I did.
And you're like, I can't.
No, because then he just waits for you to get up, throws the wizard in, and throws you.
Sure.
Have you guys done your match yet?
We're still waiting because we actually didn't think COVID was going to be this long. No, silly us. So we want to have like a crowd and have like, we want to do like a little seminar, some of the past guests that agree to it come. We'll show a couple moves each, and then the grand finale will be us making fools of ourselves.
I need to get more in shape first, though, because he's used to taking breaks like this, and he mauled me the other day.
Yeah, I killed you.
Brutal.
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
That was yesterday?
Remember, it was brutal.
No, we didn't roll yesterday. Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got brutalized yesterday.
Swept me and passed my guard twice. I'm like, okay, this is horrible.
How'd it feel?
Not good.
Dude, I'll do the videography on that if you guys want.
Here we go, the videographer.
Now we got two. All we need is one more.
Yeah.
We want to branch out and do other stuff. I want to be open. Like, we can commentate stuff.
Yeah.
We're funnier than these commentators.
We are, in my opinion, we are funnier than a lot of commentators.
We're not as knowledgeable.
No, that's not true. You're not as knowledgeable because I listen to some of these commentators and they're like, who is that? What have they done? They'll say the wrong accolades, and I'm like, come on, man. How do you not know this?
This one girl, I remember, what was it, like, where they do the 5-on-5 thing? She was calling him Jordan Ryan.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, Jordan, if you don't know his name, then you should be commentating this.
That was Subversive, right? Or Quintet?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a good resume. I don't even watch. So,
well, that's
why would
problem.
They want me?
Yeah, people still appreciate jiu-jitsu. And, you know,
I appreciate jiu-jitsu.
I called out Flo Grappling today.
What do you mean you called him out?
Yeah, on my Instagram. They have this poll for submission of the year, and there was some good submissions up there, but there's also some garbage submissions up there. They didn't have Felipe Andrew versus Hulk.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, this is the submission of the year, Flo. Yeah. What are you doing?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know you don't.
Okay.
This guy kills me.
You remember when we talked about doing like another one of the, where we watch live and talk to each other? What are they called?
Yes, a Fight Companion.
Fight Companion. What happened to that?
It was 2 weeks ago. You're like, how about we do one next week? It's Christmas.
How about Friday? How about Friday?
Is there one on Friday?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know what
to schedule. Mario's fighting soon.
Really?
February 6th, I believe.
All right, we could do that.
Yeah.
Who's he going against?
I don't remember. It's old guys.
Old guys?
Yeah. Yeah, but I want to get it. I want to watch. We can commentate that. Because it's going to be in Portuguese.
How many fights are on that card? Is it?
I don't know. Is it a BJJ star? It might be a BJJ star. I'm not sure. It's all in Brazil.
Well, good. We gotta keep it going.
Okay.
You know, get some momentum. That's the thing that I didn't realize is I'm getting better at this. Like, you think you don't know how, but then sometimes I start making these clips for Gary, and I'm like, oh, wait, I could do this a little better here or change the caption here, or now I added the video part, but I don't know what's coming next. I just gotta keep going. Some days I just like, ugh, I don't want to do this, or...
You know how many times I had to keep him from quitting?
I wanted to quit 1,000 times.
A thousand times. I'm like, really? Hey, what's the problem? He's like, I don't know. We suck.
No, because he gets all the... Suck.
Can we just keep having fun? It's fun. Let's just keep doing it.
Yeah.
And then if we miss, it's not even if we miss. If the people don't hear the things that they wanted to hear, they're like, hey, what happened? You guys didn't tell me about your weekend, right?
I don't know.
Tom, other people say that too. They're like, you guys need to say what's going on in your life. It's like, well,
you never told me that either. He tells you that. Nobody said, so what you said to me, I want people to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody said. That's what he doesn't listen.
Like, no, when we do this part, he said a lot of stuff.
Well, the nice things he said about how he likes the stuff that we're doing.
Yeah. How he likes the stuff. Like the stuff that we're doing.
No.
But dude, I relate to you because like, there's been so many times where I'm just like, all right, I quit. I can't do this anymore.
Right.
And you're like,
we need to stick together and let people know. Even guys at the highest level. people. I'm on Twitter and watching, you know, Loop Daddy?
Loop Daddy, no.
Loop Daddy, he makes like music and he goes on tour and stuff. And he's got a million subscribers on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
And he made a post yesterday about how he was just not feeling creative and just feeling like depressed and he didn't know what to do next. And if that guy could feel it, I mean, what am I doing? Of course I could feel that feeling and push through it because he's obviously not going to quit. Yeah. He's got a million subscribers and you get that feeling.
So why didn't you quit?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I meet all these people, you know, and it's kind of like what you're saying. You meet people from different walks of life that you wouldn't meet otherwise, you know, like you guys got the chance to talk to Roberto Jimenez. Like, that's pretty huge, you know.
I have his phone number. Let's call him.
He's got his phone number.
That's awesome. When you see their passion and how many times they could have given up and they didn't, and now they're doing what they're doing, to me, that's like, man, if they're doing that, I can't stop, you know. Because I have my missions about, you know, trying to popularize this drink, this industry, you know, and in the future, we want to do big things with it. So I'm like, if they didn't give up, I can't give up, you know.
It's inspiring.
Yeah.
Dave, how come you don't have that kind of you don't inspire me. You don't say words that are like that.
I just say it's fun. Let's just keep doing it. The reason we started it was for fun. Why? I don't know what your end goal is that we have to quit. Are we not having
it's
fun?
Not a, no, no.
And that's pretty much how I kept them in it. Ed, are you having fun? Yeah, I'm having fun. Okay, let's keep going.
Okay.
I got a question, actually. Would you guys want to collab on something for a YouTube video?
Sure, let's do it.
As long as Dave doesn't need to be involved, I'll do it with you.
So, okay. I don't know if you've seen a couple episodes, right?
Yeah, I watched three in a row right before I came here.
So, the little guy, AJ.
The little guy.
It's like you crammed him. I watched three in a row right before I came here. I had to cram for this exam.
So, the little guy, AJ, he's good. Like, he actually trains jiu-jitsu. He's a blue belt. He's little Mikey Musumeci.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And jumps around.
That's good.
Yeah. He hasn't been training because of COVID. He's a little scared. But my one friend, Patrick, he's a goofball. He trained years ago at Pure, you know, and he stopped. He's really inconsistent. So, we have this idea of matching him up in a super fight, even though he hasn't trained in, like, 7 years.
7 years?
Like, a black belt, you know?
What?
And so, every time he gets tapped out, the black belt or the brown belt, whatever, has to chug a cider.
Oh, my God.
Until Pat can finally tap him out. So,
would be great for Ed because it would really be really slow because Ed, he'll say it over and over. Doesn't get submissions. He doesn't submit people.
But this is Patrick, who hasn't trained in 7 years.
I'm sure he could submit at all. Him.
Wait, he's a white belt,
dude. Yeah, I'm telling you, like,
I remember when Patrick.
I can drink like kids. You want me to? I'll throw up on him. He'll never. No, he'll never tap me.
Hang on,
I'll throw up on him first.
Hang on a second.
He might just get really drunk and might have to just tap and get.
Oh, yeah, I'll tap from being too drunk.
Do we know anyone that really drinks a lot?
We don't hang out with people that drink a lot.
This would be good for my brother.
Your brother drinks? Does he drink?
Oh my God, does he drink?
He's not.
Yeah,
he's only a blue belt though. Basically a white belt.
Yeah, but still, he could tap a white belt a lot. And you know how hard he is to submit.
Sure. Does he have? Has he ever rolled drunk? Do you know?
I don't think many people roll drunk.
That's not true. Listen, you want to tell some drunk stories? When I was a white belt, right?
Oh, is this the story you've been?
No. This is actually a story I just came up with right now. So when I started, me and my friends were 18, and we were all in high school, right? So we started rolling around because of Ultimate Fighter. Before we even started jiu-jitsu, we would just go, and all we knew was rear naked chokes. We're just trying to, like, get on top of each other. My friend would just mount me and wouldn't know what to do, and I just wouldn't turn over so he could take my back. So that's what we did. And then we joined jiu-jitsu, and then we started learning some moves. So then we would go to parties with other high school friends that didn't do any jiu-jitsu, but they watch fights, and they're like, we're tough, you know? So then we would get drunk, and like, all right, let's see how tough you are. One night, I had my friend in a full triangle in my underwear.
Oh my God.
In the kitchen.
Like the picture you sent me of the underwear?
Which one?
The only picture sent me of you.
Yeah,
in
not,
your
not
underwear.
The one with the holes in it. But that's the kind of stuff that we would do. We'd do the drunk couch jujitsu. That was all white belt stuff. After I got my blue belt, I was like, I'm too cool for this.
Yeah.
Listen, it would be great. I don't drink though. One of those things, I'm drunk. Two, I'd probably throw up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, these are only 4.7.
Okay, you say that like it's not a lot. I do not drink. I would be smashed.
Really? Childhood, let's see.
I've never even seen David. I've never seen David beaten buzz before.
I have to.
He's seen
home.
Me buzz episode 19.
Yeah, he's drinking Trulies. You hear that one?
Oh, man, yeah.
And he had two Trulies.
I was feeling nice. What?
It's funny.
How much do you drink every episode? Like, dude, you guys seem like you got to be drinking a lot. You're tasting like 10 different things.
Yeah, so I've always been like a light, not even a lightweight. I'd say a featherweight when it comes to drinking.
Like your weight. Yeah,
you're not even my weight. No, like I'm a lightweight. I get drunk after, you know, whatever. But our first episode where we got invited somewhere, we had 32 ciders. Not like a full can, but they were like probably like, you know, like a 4 ounce, you know.
Who's driving home?
My fiance.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so we have a DD. But a lot of times she also gets a couple free drinks too.
Right,
so we
right,
have to
right.
make her slow down. And then, you know, a lot of times we get off for food or something. So we kind of hang out for a little bit. But yeah, dude, the most we've ever done was, I think, 35. And that's insane.
So, well, how do you feel the next day? It's got to be horrific.
Actually, with ciders, you don't feel that bad.
I've never got drunk.
If it was
cider.
Beer or wine, we'd probably be like hungover as hell.
But doesn't cider have like a lot of sugar in it?
It does, yeah. But for some reason, I don't know. You know, just I'm not as hungover. I'm still hungover, but not as bad as beer.
I recently wanted to quit, like for good. And I don't drink a lot as it is. But even if I had like 2 beers, like while I'm drinking them, I like have a headache and stuff. My body just doesn't want it anymore.
Yeah.
But you brought us this cider, so I'm going to try a little bit of it.
You should, man.
Because I never had.
Crack one open right now, Ed.
Right. Do it.
Come on. You were good on that, truly.
One? This one? Oh, you already had two?
Either or. Dave took one of them. Yeah.
Yeah, he likes some certain drinks. He's all into that. Like the, what do they call that? Like craft brews or something?
Yeah, yeah. So this would be a craft cider.
Yeah, there you go. See, yeah. I don't know anything about it, so we're talking a whole different language to me right now.
Yeah.
But he likes all those little, he talks about like dogfish and all these weird things that I'm like, what is that? What are you talking about?
I know dogfish.
Well, him and my brother are always talking about stuff. That's why I thought Matt would be good for this. Did you ever roll with my brother?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's up a few times. Now, man, he is a pain to put away.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you'll dominate the whole round, but just to actually finish, what a pain.
He's a loser. I beat him every time.
You tap him one time in 6 minutes. Kyle and I go the whole round. We can't tap him sometimes.
Oh, my God. Peter Pan, right?
Peter Pan.
Yeah, he's probably sitting at home getting really fat and doing nothing but drinking right now.
You know, that's one of my main motivations. I want to get, like, popular enough where I can have more, like, people that don't interact with Matt or people like that and just call him Peter Pan. They come in. Oh, my God. That's so
you
got
to get a better name. Sweaty Eddie. Are you ever going to refer to him as Sweaty Eddie?
I don't think I will.
See?
Wait, everybody in my
life
does.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong? That's my name I've had since 18.
Oh. Come up with a different one.
I didn't come up with it in the first place.
And nobody uses it.
Yes, they do. Nobody. What are you talking about? Everybody uses it. You just don't know any of my friends.
Okay. And you're right. And I'm never going to get to know them because that one friend of yours said something mean.
Yeah. One of my friends said he doesn't even want to listen to Dave.
But he's never listened to an episode. He only watches the clips.
He watches the clips. That's one of the downsides to the clips. People are just like, I watched the clip. That's good.
The clip is not the episode.
I would like to see you do some like stand-up comedy, though. You know,
stand-up's a different animal. It's not the same as podcasting, especially since I cut this.
Yeah,
so I sound good. I say so many stupid things.
you hear me? I'm stuttering a lot tonight. But I think it's
but you use
beating.
The edit button too, which is nice.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you cut it together real nice, and it's good.
He sometimes needs a push. I think that
sometimes I need all the time.
I think that if we did like a comedy seminar type thing,
I
think it'd be great because if he had,
do they have those?
What are you talking about?
Not the Laranja.
What are you talking about? Comedy seminar? What are you talking about?
Like, teaches comedy?
Yeah, he teaches jujitsu, and it's a comedy act at the same time.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, a comedy seminar where they teach you how to be
funny. No. Like, go around to the death seminar.
Yeah, yeah.
You get some great half guard and a show where...
And a show.
Yeah, and a show.
What's the show? I don't even understand what you want me to say
this
to them.
This live. You hear everybody in here loves us together, because this...
Sure. You know what?
This is how we are if the mics aren't in our face.
Do you ever watch any comedy podcasts?
Not really, no.
You any podcasts?
I mean...
To the death?
Just the big ones?
Joe Rogan sometimes.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
sometimes.
He's pretty much...
Come on, get into podcasts. That's like kind of your
lane. Well,
now
I'm going to have a long commute to work, so I'm definitely going to
All right, you
got to
start listening to podcasts. I don't know what you're into. I like comedy. It's my main thing. But I'll listen to some people like Lex Friedman who are intellectuals or... He does AI.
Yeah.
And he's friends with Elon Musk. Like really like a genius level, but he's like... He's been on Joe Rogan before.
Yeah.
But that's how I do. That's how I started. I listened to Joe Rogan, and then he would just have recurring guests, and then certain ones, I'd be like, this is the person. So then you go check out their stuff. I think everybody that's trying to be interesting has to have a podcast.
Yeah.
Because people want to know who you are. Like, if you're drinking these ciders, right, and you can transcend the cider industry, they're like, oh, I'm going to watch Adrian. I don't care what he's talking about, ciders or beers, or outside of that, you're talking about jiu-jitsu or other passions. Because, you know, if you're going to get to black belt in jiu-jitsu, you start to take those skills and you transfer the learning into your cider. And then you start, that's what I've been doing, like trying to learn how to podcast, trying to learn how to be funny, trying to do editing, you know, and we just keep rolling into other things. So we need to be interesting, right, Davey?
Yes. But keep being creative, Ed.
I know, but people aren't paying attention, though. I was saying, like, see that Beatles movie where, like, everybody forgets who the Beatles are?
Yeah, that's such a good movie, Yesterday.
It puts things in perspective. Like, what if you had that? Like, I know how to play all the Beatles songs and nobody knows them, but you still have to get out there and sell it to people because people don't care. You can have the best Beatles song in the world, but if you can't sell yourself or market, it doesn't matter. So that's how I'm looking at this. Like, this could be the best podcast in the world, but I can't get in front of the people that I wanted to see it. Yeah. Dave.
I see.
Help
it every
me.
Time.
Yeah, you see it. Just because you like it, that's not I enough like for it. Me. I need more. I want to reach higher.
I want to reach higher too. We have to figure out, the thing to figure out isn't so much the social media. Social media is great. But if you can figure out the algorithm for whatever the search engine optimization would be on each podcast platform, that's where it takes off.
Well, so I would say the opposite, actually, because I would think, like, all right, you have 200 followers on Instagram. Out of those 200, how many people are going to go over to your podcast? Maybe 10%, 20 go. But if you had 10K followers and 10% go, and listen to your podcast, now you have a bunch more, you know?
Most of the time, we have more listeners than we have followers.
Yeah, but I mean, you could like feed, that's what we do with our YouTube. So we try to grow our Instagram, and we'll message everybody directly. Like, we'll even send them videos sometimes. We'll be like, hey, thank you for following us. And by the way, and talk about a recent post they had. By the way, we have a new episode. Go check it out.
Yeah,
the
Dave,
link below.
You don't do any DMs, do you?
Any of that,
you
no.
are yeah. garbage.
That's garbage?
That's what Dr. Dave told you to do. I hate that doctor, but
no,
he was
you
right.
You told me that Dr. Dave said to do that, but he never told me to do
oh,
that.
Oh, I thought he did tell you to do
no,
it.
He didn't
well,
tell
I'm telling you that he told you to do it.
But he didn't.
I'm telling you. Do it. He's doing it. Dave's doing
right.
it.
I feel
Please.
Like it's harassment, man.
Oh, that's harassment?
Well, yeah,
but
yeah. It could be. If you do it the wrong way, you know? You kind of like got to...
Did you see that Scott is pumping Dr. Dave now?
What?
He's never pumped us. He reposted his Instagram thing that he did on the podcast with those other losers.
Wait, but that's because they're doing a giveaway.
Yeah, so what? How come Scott's posting about it?
Because they did a giveaway. Because
he likes free things?
Free things.
All right, well, why don't we do a giveaway?
But you know what kills me?
Go ahead.
Scott, where were you when we were giving away t-shirts?
Exactly.
You didn't get one?
That's what I'm saying.
What the heck happened
He's a
there?
Traitor. He's going to come in here after class, not even roll.
Yeah, just strolled in. Oh, hey, guys, you look all sweaty. I'm comfy. See you later.
Oh, man. Scott's a good guy.
That's what I'm saying. There's no loyalty.
Don't tell
Nobody
him
has
that.
A, yeah, he's not a good guy. He's a traitor.
It's horrible. I talked to him on the phone for an hour today. When was the last time I talked to you on the phone for an hour, Ed?
Every day. Well, not
know,
an hour, but
all the time. I call him every day.
Oh, my God.
We get done. We're going to get done right now.
Yeah.
As soon as we're finished.
Don't give away my secrets.
I'm going to get in my car. Yeah. I'm going to go. I'm going to start listening to my music or a podcast, get into it. And right when I'm like, yeah, this is getting good, he calls me. I'm like, Dave, we just got done. He just needs to hear my voice.
Yeah.
No, because sometimes, you heard me in the beginning of this, I'm getting a little bit better now. I think it was the adrenaline. I don't know what it was. I have thoughts. So right now I can get some thoughts out, but when we put these mics down, like it just keeps building and building. And I call him and I'm like, we got to do this. We got to do that. Or something totally not podcast related that shouldn't even be revealed on the podcast.
Absolutely. That's mostly what it is. No, but that's something I come to recently is to get yourself worked up. Like before you're going to record, I called my father and I talked to him about what I'm about to talk about. Get myself in a frenzy, hang up on him, and then I could talk to myself and do what he's saying, but without anybody in the room. Because I think that's a skill that you have to have too. It really is just storytelling, or it's talking to yourself through interesting questions. So you write down a bunch of questions on your whiteboard and then talk about them with somebody and then talk about them with yourself, because then you can kind of get the feedback on your own. I want to be self-sufficient. I don't want to need this guy.
Yeah.
But listen, if
what
I can
do you
get...
Mean?
No, I'm saying...
Why are you trying to get rid of me now?
No, if I can get big on my own, right? And I build my own following outside of this, people that don't even know who Dave is.
Then he's going to drag me along. He's going to carry my dead weight. The goal. My goal is to have him carry my dead
weight.
I'm
the boat and he's on the raft on the back just riding along.
No, I'm the anchor.
You can't be the anchor. Then we're not going to go anywhere. Right now, you're my anchor.
That's why you're having so much trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to get a stronger boat to just drag that anchor.
I just got
to
cut you loose. I want to be with somebody like Adrian.
I kind of like that, though. So you could brand yourself as Sweaty Eddie, and then you also work
right.
for
Right. I think you
podcast.
Should be doing the same kind of thing. That's why you should have a bunch of different lines out. Yeah. There's a top podcaster has multiple podcasts.
Yeah.
Even Joe Rogan, he has his MMA show, then he has his regular show, and the guests are different based upon that. But there's some guys that have completely different shows where they're doing, like the Legion of Skanks, they have three comedians that do a podcast together. But then Luis J. Gomez does another one, Mike Bisping, then he does one by himself, you know, and then he helps other people. So I want to try to get in this community, but I don't know how to break in. I will work for free.
We're going
to
break in. It's fine.
You're not breaking
but listen
anywhere.
To this guy. All of a sudden, he's all motivational speaker. This is the same guy that wanted to quit 1,000 times. And I'm like, Ed, come on. We're having fun. Let's just keep going. Now he's trying to get you to do more so you could be like him. Suddenly, 2021, boom, I'm a good person. Let's do it.
I've always been a good person. That's why you like me. Yeah, see, he's got nothing to say.
Idiot. That's the idiot button.
Oh, is that What does that do?
It says idiot. You ever hear?
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, we've been putting this off too. We have all these buttons. We could do a bunch of different.
What are the
recordings.
Other ones? What's the green one do?
These are all like, I don't know what they do.
There's applause, laugh.
Yeah, there's some that like so come cool. with it, but I made this one special just for Davey.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's idiot. So anytime you hear him say, do it, because he sounds just like it.
Idiot.
That's that button.
It's hilarious.
So the last episode, I cursed a couple of times. Yeah, I was just trying to like throw him off a little bit. Yeah. So when he went back in and edited, instead of he cutting it out, he put the idiot button over my curse.
I'm a genius.
That's awesome.
That was, yeah. I told you, I didn't even recognize what happened. I'm like, where was that edit that you were so proud of? And I had to go back and listen. I was like, damn, that was good. Can I say damn?
Yeah, you can say damn.
All right.
Crap. Ass.
Crap. Poopy.
Poopy.
Poopy. Now, every time, can I tell you, every time I go get my damn chicken eggs and they have poop on them, I always say cocky or whatever you said.
Caca.
Caca. Yeah. You, some caca and feathers on the eggs.
You still been eating those?
Yeah.
They're yellow. They look like.
They're, yeah. Eggs are yellow.
They look factory farmed.
Dark yet.
They're not.
No.
He gave me those eggs. I cracked them and I put it next to the one of the other eggs I got from
Walmart. No, you didn't. You did not do that because we said we're going to do that for the podcast. That's what we're going to do.
We got to smash one of your chicken's eggs on your mom's head.
We're going to do two. We'll do two takes. We're going to do farm raised chicken egg and we're going to do ShopRite chicken egg smashed on my mom's head.
You should do that. Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
If you want to be part of this, I want to do three different angles at the same smash. So it goes smash, smash, smash.
Oh my God.
And slow motion.
But he wanted to like do the whole thing. She got sparkles sprayed in her face
too.
He's like, yeah, we'll spray in her. I'm like, dude, she said that hurt her
with
lungs.
The water.
She's not going to want to do that.
No, with the water.
He's like, oh, we'll do water then.
Yeah, water. We got to spray her. It's
I love
be-
that.
But that's what we want to do.
Hose. We'll do it with a garden hose. We'll spray her in the face.
Do it.
That's
yeah.
cool. It's no. cold outside.
No, sorry, mom. Oh, my God. That's it. I have stuff on the drive, you know.
Did
you
see?
Oh,
I thought he was slacking. We used to do the drive.
And that was one of the things that we said that we're going to try and do for 2021.
He didn't even watch a show. I watched it to get a little...
I watched the first one.
Liar.
I need podcasts.
Wait, the first episode ever we made?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you don't want to watch those. Those were like garbage.
No, but listen. So I listen to podcasts all day long at work because I don't want to talk to any of my coworkers.
Yeah.
All right. YouTube videos, it's too much because then it's not like you have Spotify. You watch Rogan now. You can like close your phone out and just listen to the audio and the screen's turned off.
Yeah.
YouTube, you can't do that. So it just kills my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
So I prefer podcasts. I can listen all day long and I don't kill my phone.
Yeah.
So that's what I do all day long.
Yeah, so
that makes me a bad friend.
We're not doing really like the podcast thing. I mean, the first couple episodes we did just because like, you know, listen to a bunch of Gary V and he said throw content out there. Even if you don't know what you're doing, just throw content out there. So we're like, all right, don't know what we're doing. We know what we want to do, but like we don't know what we're doing right now and we don't have any connects in the world, so like let's just start putting content out there. And we just started talking about weird stuff. And then eventually somebody reached out on Instagram and said, hey, come to my cidery. And, you know, got the ball rolling. And then we started reaching out to other people by sending our, like, YouTube at a cidery with the cool videography and stuff. And that's how we started getting offers. So, yeah, the first couple episodes suck, man. The first six episodes suck.
Well, I apologize. You know?
But, like,
apologize.
I think around episode 7 or something like that, we went to, like, Atlanta, Georgia. And we just went to a bunch of cideries there.
Are they flying you to them?
No.
I wasn't sure.
My sister flew me out for that, actually.
She worked for them or something?
No, she just kind of like wanted me to come. So
she
said,
all right.
Nice.
Come film your show. Like, tickets were like $35 like round
trip. $35?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Because of COVID. Oh, that's awesome.
You know? So.
$35.
Yeah, we should go places.
I think your dad should fly.
My dad doesn't want to fly right now.
Last minute trips, do it.
I was talking to him the other day. So this is the fun thing about Ed's dad. So Ed talks to him to get all worked up.
Yeah.
I talk to him now. We send text messages. We each on the side are taking screenshots of our text messages and sending it to Ed. It's ridiculous.
Wait, so you talk to him to get like pumped up?
No, he just
I just talk to his dad now. Like
okay.
He's just, yeah.
Just cause.
And then I'm like, look what I said to your dad, or look what your dad said to me, and I send him the screenshot.
Yeah.
And then I see him later in the day and he's like, yeah, my dad sent me a screenshot of that conversation too.
Oh, I think that's so fun, you know. Like, you want to get to know my dad. I have all this content that I've been making with him. I don't know if we're gonna have him.
Where's
on
here. My video to watch? You said you're gonna have it.
I have it actually. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
It does relate to the toothbrush thing. It's so funny. My dad's like silly. What's funny is I've been talking to my dad every day of the week on Zoom,
yeah,
like 2 hours a day, and I start to realize like he really did mold me unconsciously. Like, just when you watch somebody over and over that you admire,
yeah,
it's muscle memory. It's just like I do the exact dumb things that he does. Like, sometimes I'm wondering, like, how come I only brush my teeth once a day? Oh yeah, my dad only brushes his teeth once, maybe a day.
Well, okay, so did your dad only shower 4 times?
My
in
dad
a quarter?
Doesn't wear deodorant.
Oh,
Let's get to the shower thing. Where did you learn to only shower 4 times in 4 months?
That was one time. That was 1 year. I was a degenerate 20-year-old kid. And yes, I showered 4 times in...
In 3 months.
Oh, my God.
4 times in 3 months. Okay, but did your dad do that? How did you learn to do that, Ed?
No, that was just... I don't know what that was. My dad doesn't do that. He
Were
showers...
you rolling back then? Were you training?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I would take breaks, though.
Could you imagine?
Oh, my God.
But did you train back then? When did you start training?
When I was 16. Yeah, 2005, 2006.
Okay.
Oh, so wow, you started earlier than I did.
Yeah, I started in 2006. Do you remember those days? People didn't wash their stuff. They're like, they brought it home and like hung it up and put it back on later.
Times are different, man.
I mean, there weren't multiple classes in a day, but people were wearing the same gi for 2 or 3 classes. Yeah. And you'd be like, whoa, dude.
I mean, they still do that in Brazil. I went to Brazil for a month and dude, they just hang up their gis and like wear it later on that night. Yeah.
I don't do that anymore.
No, but
I got a wife now. She washes all my stuff. Oh, I'll come here. I'll wear one of your gis.
He does that, which is funny because that was the first time we ever got him in an A3 gi.
Oh, wow.
It fit him, actually. Now that one
ran, it ran small. The new gis we got, are we going to wear the other ones?
Yeah, we're just going to have to wear them because we're never going to do the review.
The problem
this
is...
This guy kills me, man.
No, hold on, hold on. We were going to do these reviews, right? And then the one, we're like, all right, we're not even going to review it. Let's just wear it. And I put it on. I'm like, good thing we didn't review this. I hate this gi.
Yeah, it's really a piece of garbage.
Yeah, what
it doesn't even match.
That's what I'm saying. Have you ever, like, you don't have to say which one, but all these places you went, do you ever, like, drink a cider and be like...
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
What do you say then?
So I was kind of honest. I said, you know, I'm sure that somebody out there would like this, but this is a little too earthy for me. And really, it tasted like crap, you know. but oh, my God.
What does earthy mean? So like, to you, it meant crap.
Think of soil.
Okay.
Right? That's what it tasted like.
Okay. So because like a wine connoisseur, they'd be like, oh, do you taste the oat and the nut and the whatever? Yeah. Do you do that with cider?
So I've been researching like the terminology and stuff like that. And it's strange because there's no exact terminology out there right now. It's now they're starting to like put terminology out there. And so that's kind of one of the accepted things. Winey, earthy, bitter, sharp, bitter, sweet, sharp, sweet, you know. And
so
like,
you can take like classes to try and learn like, okay, this is nutty, this is fruity, whatever, to learn all that terminology. Do they have classes like that where you can learn like...
Yeah, you get certified. As there a pommelier.
Are you going to get certified?
You know, I wanted to do it. I think I'm going to do my intro certification, definitely. But for you to actually get the full certification, you got to fly out to Chicago and go to CiderCon. And so I don't know if we're going to do that this year. So maybe next year I'll do it.
Can I give you a little piece of advice?
What's that?
Whether you do the certification or not, go to CiderCon.
Oh, yeah, I want to.
And video it if you're allowed.
Yeah, yeah. So actually, one of the people that runs it, you know, asked us to advertise for them. So they're going to send us a bunch of ciders for free. So we're going to do the virtual tasting, but I don't know if we're going to, you know, I think it's in February, so we're not going to be able to fly
out last
minute.
You can put it together? What are you talking about?
You think? Yeah. Maybe I should.
What do you mean? Reach for the stars, Adrian. You can do this.
Yeah, you need somebody like Dave in your life.
Yeah, this is all I do to him. I'm like, yes, you can do it. Do it, Ed. Yeah. Do it. No more excuses. Do it, Adrian. What do you need? You got to get a flight? You get off of work? Is it a weekend thing?
Right.
You take a long weekend? You fly out after work on Friday? You come back Sunday night?
Yeah.
Monday morning, you take the red eye Sunday night? Yeah. You go right to work. Fall asleep at your desk. Get fired from your new job. Who cares? The cider business is going to float you in the future.
Yeah.
That's
I don't
what
know,
you
man.
Mean.
I'm starting this new job. So I'm like, kind of like, do I want to take a day off the first month that I'm there, you know?
Do you work weekends?
No.
Is the cider thing on a weekend?
I think it's a Monday to Saturday thing. So, you know, I should do it, actually.
You should do it. Yeah. You get another job.
Yeah.
Look at how miserable you were at the last one.
Oh, my God. Dude,
what if you're that miserable?
It.
You're going to regret not going to the cider thing.
Yeah.
Like, your fiance float you for a little while.
Yeah.
You got no kids. You got a couple of dogs. Let her pay the bills. She make good money.
I would love that.
Oh, no
I'm
kids.
Gonna tell her you said
no
that.
Kids helps, dude.
I'll tell her I said that.
Well, 2 dogs isn't easy though either. Like, I mean, yeah, no kids, but like we can't just go and take a trip. Somebody's got to watch them, you know? And the one dog's like crazy. So, you know, not anybody could just touch her because she's like anxious and stuff. So, and my other one's super smart, but yeah, they're kind of like kids.
Come on. She's got to have some friends.
Well, if Dave just gave you advice, I want to give you some advice too.
Yeah.
I think you should do the podcast aspect as well. And some
yes.
Where you guys 3 meet up because like I was saying for the branding, people do want to know who you are because they say that to Dave about us. We want to hear like day-to-day stuff and they want to grow with you. Like you're kind of growing with the cider industry.
Yeah.
And if they go higher and if BJJ goes higher, which we think it is, it's going to help us without us even doing anything, as long as we just keep doing this.
Right. Remember, we were going to start making social media posts just like about what's going on in the gym for the podcast.
Yeah.
Just little nonsense things so that people could see who we are or what's going on, what we're about. It's the same thing. Do the podcast. You take the audio from the video. If there's parts where you're talking about or you're like swirling a glass, I don't know if you do that.
Yeah.
You're like swirling a glass and it's a bunch of dead air. You just chop that out. Ed'll do it for you for $100
an episode. No, he does good. You do chop it the way it is. But it would help you when you're in these places and, you know, there's other people around and the music's going. The audio is harder to get right.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you do have some points where if the guy says something really interesting, you put it in there. And then while you guys are drinking, you could just do like a... You know, like, I forget what it's called. Like a montage of you guys drinking each one, but you talking over about which is which. And you have more control over it, and the sound will be easier to control.
What's tough right now is that, like, my camera people are typically just my fiance, and if she can't make it to a trip, it's whoever I could find. And sometimes, and like, our mic is coming from our camera. So, like, we had this one episode where, I don't want to say too much about the person who was filming, but, like, the guy was saying something really, really important, and she was playing with a dog over here.
Oh, my God. You got, like, a shotgun mic?
You know what I mean? Yeah. So... You know, it helps when we have two camera people and we have like people like with audio, because we do have the microphone that connects to the shit and stuff like that. But yeah, man, it gets tough. Cause
there you go. Dude, I'm telling you, if you put that audio out, I would listen to every episode on a podcast. Because that's what I do. I'm the podcast man.
Yeah. So like something like this, you don't need this exact thing, but you do all the audio and then you could just dub it over the video and connect it later. And then if you want, you could just take the audio and put it in podcast form. So now you're on YouTube and you're doing stuff for guys like him that don't, because me too, I like to just consume audio.
Yeah.
But if I have time, I'll go on YouTube and watch stuff, but it is a lot easier because if you're in your car and stuff, I don't ever play YouTube in my car.
The only reason that I don't do the YouTube is kills the battery thing, because I can't turn the damn screen off.
True.
Podcast.
Well, I've had a couple offers for stuff like that. I've had a lot of offers. So somebody was saying something about a fight podcast, kind of like a the Joe Rogan show when they do you know, with the MMA fighters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I'd be doing that
for sure. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You want to be you. You know, you want to have your own name on the podcast, and you could do whatever you want. Because Cider, you know, sometimes you don't want to talk about Cider the whole time or every time, because that's how I've been feeling. Like, jiu-jitsu is awesome, but it's like a quarter of my life. It's not my whole life. I want to talk about the other 75% too, and trying to mix it all together.
Yeah.
And it makes it easier to, you know, if you're getting bored of because I get bored.
Yeah.
I'll go all in on something like jiu-jitsu, and I'm like, let me take a month off.
Yeah, which he's just about doing right now. I haven't given him too much crap because he's down this creative rabbit hole. Shut up.
So what are the plans for this year? If you don't go to your CiderCon...
He's going.
All right. So you're going to go to CiderCon. What is the future of what you're doing? What is it going to turn into, you think?
So I've been listening to his audiobook, Atomic Habits, and he's saying kind of what you were saying before. Don't put all your eggs in one basket and try to diversify yourself. So I really want to, like you said, kind of brand myself as well. Definitely going to start training a whole bunch more. For our show, I want to make it monetized on YouTube. And I want to make it something where we're actually where we can make it our full-time job. So we're thinking about being distributors. You know, we're looking at vinoshipper.com and stuff like that right now.
What's that? I don't even know. You know what that is?
So yeah, we'd be salesmen basically. Pushing it to liquor stores, restaurants, nightclubs, you know, go-go bars, everywhere. You know what I mean? Like just pushing the drink.
Wait, so you're making your own drink? And then
we are making our own drink right now, but this would be for like anybody, like Nine Pin, you know? They give us their business cards, you know? This other guy told us, like, hey, if you guys start distributing, I'll give you my stuff for wholesale price, you know, and sell it wherever you can. So that is kind of something I'm working on.
That's interesting. That's interesting, because we don't really have, like, we talk to the jiu-jitsu schools, and mostly the jiu-jitsu, you got to come to the gym.
Yeah.
Some people have their own DVDs and stuff, but that's kind of on the side business.
Yeah.
Really, they want you to come to the gym and learn. Live.
Bernard Afaria, man, BJJ Fanatics.
Right.
Don't you wish you were that guy back in the day, you know, like, when he started that?
Yeah, if we would have started back when Buddha Jake was doing it up till now, we would be way ahead of the game. But it's all right, better late than never.
Exactly, Ed.
I'm trying to be more positive.
I know. I love this guy. He was never like this.
You know what the problem is, though?
Crazy.
Like, when I start actually listening to him, he's like giving me crap about it. Like, I'm not listening to him exactly. I'll listen to somebody else that said it now when I'm in this new state. Hold on. Shut.
I want to tell you why off the podcast, though.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Continue your story.
He loves to take all the credit. Just the fact that I'm doing it is not enough for him. No, you're not.
I'm happy.
Why are you always giving me crap about it?
I'm not always giving you crap. I just told him how happy I was. Did you not hear how happy I am, Adrian?
Yeah.
This guy is totally transformed. Amazing. Not only is he carrying me, he's lifting me up, making me want to be better.
Liar. You said I brought you down.
Today?
No, you said that I am the reason that you're fat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
see?
That's true.
That's definitely true.
The thing I like about Dave is he doesn't sugarcoat anything. He tells you exactly what's in his head. There's no lies. He's never lied to me, which is annoying sometimes. Sometimes I like him to just fluff me up a little bit. I need to be motivated. I like to be positive reinforcement.
Friends are supposed to tell the truth, Ed.
I know. I agree with that. But sometimes the truth really does hurt.
It's easier said than done.
Wait a second. The truth hurts? Dave, tell me how much you love me. Oh, you're all right.
Yeah, that hurts.
That's bad? That hurts?
I love you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I want to see you more.
Come here. I'm here every day.
No, I'm saying like outside of this place. Like
I don't have an outside of this place right now.
Yes, you do. You have Tina over all the time. Why don't you invite me over?
You're working.
I love beef jerky.
What?
I don't remember what that was about. What was that about?
No, you remember you used to talk. Well, you didn't get a deer this year, right?
I didn't. Not or yet. Any birds? I still have a month.
Right. Well, you got to get a bird, and I want to eat some of the jerky.
I haven't gotten a license for 2021 yet. I don't know if I'm going to because I'm going to do the personal trainer twice a week.
I can't even stand
you.
I'm not
even
going
to be able to do that if I get the new job.
Good, good, good. I've been asking him, like, we like to do some drilling on our own. Like, we'll do live training from...
It's great. Yeah. Situational.
Yeah. But then he's like, I got no time for it. And then he tells me he's going to do personal training 2 days a week? For what?
Wait, it's not that I had no time for it. We did it one time, then we both got boo-boos, then you have to work, and then... And then we started doing it with Yanni. I started doing.
Can we do it again?
And he rides the coattails.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah,
you
no, I want to do it again.
He's like, Ed, please come.
I want to do it again.
How much better did you get because I was there?
Yeah, I could have asked anybody.
You could ask anybody. You asked me because I'm the best partner. I'm a good partner.
Look,
I'm a great
Whatever
Uki.
This noise is, I'm doing it a lot today, and I want you to cut it out.
Okay.
But that should be one of the things, you know.
Cut it out?
Cut it. Yeah, we should.
No, I actually try not to say it anymore, which I did pretty good until the last episode, because he made one whole clip, one of those Instagram clips, of one episode where I said cut it out, and it had to be 40 times.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, because you brought it up, and I stopped doing it.
I don't care. I like when you do it.
Oh, now you like when I
No,
I'm
going
to add it back in again.
No, I'm taking it out. Cut it out.
Hit the button. Hit the button should be a button.
I don't know. There's too many things that we could do. I want to make music. Who does the music for your season?
Oh my God. Wait, do you really? All right, so have you ever watched The Tiger King or whatever?
Yeah, of course I've seen Tiger King.
We want to do The Cider King. We want to like make a music video and like almost like do it exactly like they did it in their music video.
With the crappy backgrounds and stuff?
I have no idea.
He doesn't watch stuff.
Oh, I got to send it to you. Oh, it's so funny. But so we're going to ask a bunch of cideries, hey, do you want to get featured on our music video?
That's an awesome idea. That's diversifying. Yeah. We need a music video, Dave.
You should do it.
We have somebody that I asked a long time ago. I gave you a sample of their music, and you're like, ah, it's not what I'm going for.
Well, I don't even remember.
It was the rap, remember?
Oh, the rap. You don't even know. Yeah. Did you see the picture he posted? He
so
didn't even know.
Good. He is so good.
He has to train, and then we'll do it.
Fine. I text him. He ghosted me. I text his girlfriend. She ghosted me. Yep.
Good.
Yeah, I text him twice. I'm
You're
like,
being shunned.
Maybe I told you good old that 2021, I'm going to start harassing you again because you want to come back. And I told his girlfriend, and I said, listen, where the hell is he? He's not answering his phone.
You're shunned.
Shunned.
So something we want to do is we want to have a concert on Instagram Live.
A concert?
Yeah. We want to have like artists just from all over come.
Cool. Dude, he is awesome.
You know, FaceTime with us, you know. Like, cause we do a monthly Instagram live with different cider makers and like different cider enthusiasts and just some people, you know.
So you're doing it right. You're making me feel even worse about myself, Dave. We should quit.
Okay, let's quit.
But I'd be down to have him, you know, if he wanted to come.
I don't know how to share. I'll share you one of his videos, and then
I know
you'll
you're
be
talking
able
about.
To.
He's pretty good.
Oh, you know, Jim. Okay, Jim. Yeah. I'm gonna find his YouTube name right now so that I can pump him up on here. That's where all his videos are on YouTube. I have a playlist. That's
Damn, I'm going to have to start making music. I didn't even think about that.
Well, if you make music,
I don't make music.
Concert.
Yeah, I don't make any music. I need somebody to make a beat for me, and I'll sing to it. I'll make a funny song.
How do I find out what his page is called here?
That's too big of a task.
Well, I also want to do a comedy show. Like, at Pure, we have Scott
James Rivera, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, but I would like to have him on the concert.
On YouTube, though. He's James Rivera for anyone that wants to look. Share. I'm sending it to you right now. All right, go ahead. Say what you were saying, Scott.
Doing a comedy show?
Yeah, so we want to do, like, an Instagram live comedy show, and he's a comedian, so we'll give, I mean, I think he said that they typically do 5 to 10 minute bits, so we figured we'll do a quick intro, we'll have a comedian on, talk to him a little bit for a minute, and then next comedian, and Instagram gives you an hour, so we'll do it for an hour.
So wait, so you're going to interview them, or they're going to be doing stand-up?
No, they'll be doing stand-up, yeah.
Okay. Are you ready for this? You can pre-record this.
And there is a way that you can run it through and put it on Instagram Live as if it was live, but really? It's already pre-recorded and edited.
That's strong.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you have to Google it. I did it. I was trying to get Ed to do it for...
He's trying to get me to do it for you.
Yeah, well, no, because you got all the stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now you're going to pretend like we've never had this conversation?
No, we did.
This freaking guy, man, I swear to God. You see, I pump him up and tell him how good he's doing, and then I bring up something from the past. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know how to do it.
I know you don't know how
you
to do it.
You don't explain it right.
You don't know. You didn't know how to do a video clip either. You didn't know how to do a clip either. You didn't know how to edit
all
audio
right,
either.
I'll figure it
you're
out.
You're amazing, Ed. Continue on this path.
It feels like a slap in the face. He says you're amazing, but it feels like he's just slapping me across
no,
the face.
No, because you're setting boundaries for yourself. Go over.
Dave loves
up and
just,
above.
You know how easy it is to give advice? Advice is just like.
I don't have the time to do it. Otherwise, I would do
of
it.
The work. You know, yeah, that's yeah. what advice is. And Dave just loves just doing that over and over again. He doesn't actually have to do it. Like, he could tell you to go to. It's so much work for you to go to that, what is it, CiderCon.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, it's easy. No, just do it.
Fine. I'll be going to all these Worlds trainings once they open back up. If there's Worlds this year, I'm going to Worlds training.
Are we going to Vegas?
If there's Masters Worlds and it's in Vegas, I'm going to Masters Worlds training.
I
was supposed to go.
I want
to
do it. I want to compete.
But
I'm
do
down.
It.
See, we could do some of the collaboration on the whole trip, you know?
Yeah.
I want to do that. Because that's how you get bigger. We need to collaborate with
this
more
guy's
people.
Killing me.
Yeah.
What?
You're killing me.
Don't tell me
I'm not going to do stuff. I do stuff.
What do you do? What do you do?
Stuff.
You do stuff for you. You're selfish.
It's not selfish. I have this much time, and that's what I get to do. I'm here doing this with you right now.
You know what motivates
me? And
it's
past my bedtime.
If we got to what you're saying you want to do, you want to be able to live off of your...
Yeah,
your creativity. I want to live off my creativity. I want to make so good that Dave could literally quit, and then I could have all of them.
God. Could
Dave,
you imagine?
If That's you had no job, we could go the whole way. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
1.5%.
But I have this horrible job.
I know. So let.
And I'm going to have less time if I get this job, but I'll have sleep.
Sleep
you
is...
sleep?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I don't sleep at all.
I don't sleep either.
I mean, already I have like... I'm definitely an insomniac, I think.
Oh,
but,
man.
But yeah. On top of everything we do, like, you know, I'm always editing something, so...
Can I give you a little piece of advice, though?
What's that?
Of course.
A little less alcohol,
go ahead.
You might be able to sleep
yeah,
better.
Yeah, probably.
That's a good piece of advice. The thing is, the advice he gives is good. It's just, like, he makes it seem like it's so simple. It's not simple.
The advice that I'm giving is things that
he's
I also try
He's got a cider show. How is
myself?
He going to stop drinking cider?
That was a joke. Everybody laughed, so
well,
it must
I am,
have been
no,
funny.
Like, seriously, though, I am trying to, like, limit it, because you know what? I started gaining weight last year, and I'm like, dude, I got
a lot of sugar.
Don't even tell us about gaining weight, bro. I don't
yeah,
even
look at me
hear about it. Dave's the biggest he's ever been. Well, not today, but before the year.
But at least
started.
You're training. Like, if you're training, you shouldn't be really gaining much weight.
Well, I'm not gaining currently, but the whole lockdown.
Yeah.
I gained a whole bunch, and then I've been just kind of hovering and not really losing, and now I have to go back down on the downward spiral.
Yeah.
So when I opened up this place, I was 168 pounds.
Really?
I'm 196 pounds.
Jesus Christ.
He was over 200.
Don't use the Lord's name in vain.
Damn. Edit that part.
Okay, it is past Dave's bedtime. Give everybody your plugs. This will not be the last time that we talk. We would love to come on your show.
Yeah.
In some capacity. I don't know. Dave doesn't like
collab.
Cider. You don't like cider, though.
I'll drink it. I'm not going to get drunk on it, and I'm not going to drink enough that I can get tapped out, because that will be very messy, I promise.
But we would love to commentate that, because I don't want to drink that much either.
Well, so I have this idea of doing like a snowball fight episode, capture the flag thing at an orchard / cidery, and they said they're cool with it. So once, you know, the pandemic's kind of over and people can kind of be
less
than 6 feet, you know, we're going to do that.
If you don't have that opportunity in the winter, there's always paintball.
Yeah.
How do you
but
like
see,
that?
It is their cideries orchard.
Yeah, you can't
so we don't
do paintball
be, like,
over there. Are you crazy?
Apples, you know.
It doesn't ruin an apple.
But I was thinking that. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe
airsoft? Can you do airsoft?
They're pellets.
They're plastic. Look, I'm coming up with ideas.
Yeah,
he's shooting them down.
I'm
do
trying
you see
to be realistic
with?
For you. You need
I feel
both of
paintballs
us.
Paintballs are good.
Paintball's not a good idea. Go to a paintball
it's
range.
It's biodegradable.
Some of them are.
What do you mean some of them?
What if you can't shoot the apples with the paintballs by accident?
Don't shoot the apple. Apple's in the tree. People are down here. You going to climb a tree to try and hide and like snipe somebody out?
Maybe.
No.
I would.
I probably would, actually.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I don't recommend that with your hamstring.
So pump all your social media.
So our social media. Instagram is @3guysandcider. Same thing with our Twitter. What else do we have? TikTok @3guysandcider. Same
TikTok,
thing.
TikTok, Dave,
and
you hear
your
that?
And YouTube page?
YouTube page, same thing. 3guysandcider.
And don't
Follow
even...
Us.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were done.
Yeah, we're going to go, Dave.
Follow us, subscribe. We have merch out. Support us. Thank you.
Please
and
you're support coming out them. With a Patreon, you said.
Yeah, yeah.
In the
That'll let us know like what that's about in the near
All right,
future.
So stay tuned. Check them out on their social media, and that's where you can keep up with their Patreon page.
Yes, we got to learn from them. We're doing the same things. We got to do it together.
Yeah.
And we got to. That's it. Right, Dave?
Yes.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
How are we doing? Are we doing good?
We're doing fantastic.
Should we quit or no?
What is the matter with you?
No, I feel motivated. Adrian's got me motivated. I'm glad that we did this. I'm glad that you got this set up. You're the best.
Yeah, see? Who did this?
You did it.
That's right.
Okay.
This friggin' guy. So ungrateful. And we have some really big guests lined up, but they're I'm all excited. Remote. It's everything okay. remote.
Do we?
Yeah, I just got to finish the thing.
Okay, do the things, please.
God.
I got to work tomorrow. Some people got to work around here. Thing. What are you talking about? Oh. See, I did all my homework. I'm waiting on him, you know, but yeah. I'm not mad about it. That's why if I'm going to need more advice, Dave gave you all the advice. Expectations, keep them at the bottom.
Yeah.
Because that's what gets me all worked up and want to quit. Because I could see what our potential is, and when I'm not reaching it at the speed that I expect,
yeah,
that's what frustrates me. Yeah. Don't stop. Right, Dave?
Don't stop.
Go ahead.
It's your job to sing. Can you sing, please?
When we do the intro outro, which is not today.
Not today, no, because whoa is way past my bedtime.
Okay.
Adrian, thank you for coming.
Dude, anytime. I would love to come back.
Yeah, awesome.
Awesome. I don't have to sing because I already sang on the intro.
I think you should sing again. I thought we were going to talk for a second. I didn't realize you hit record. And there you have it. That was our episode with Adrian. As I was listening to the rough draft today, I decided immediately I want him back on. And I almost thought about texting him to see if he was available this week.
Really?
I did, yeah.
You didn't mention that to me.
I'm telling you now. Why can't I? You say this every time I tell you live on the podcast.
We talked about it already that he, of course, we're going to collaborate in the future. But we still have to get in touch with Gary because he has to weigh us. It's already the 7th right now as we record this, or the 8th. I don't know.
It's the 8th.
Right. And we got to weigh in. I haven't even started my diet yet. I'm trying to catch back up to you, make it even because I'm fair.
I don't think you can catch up to me, Ed.
What are you right now?
I don't know. Actually, I didn't get on the scale this morning. I went to Rodizio last night.
Yeah, I'm about 196.
Yeah, I'm probably heavier.
All right, well, we got to weigh ourselves.
Okay, we'll do it again.
Okay. So reach out to Gary.
In a week or two.
When I'm lighter. Stop saying that. I want to get back on a roll. I think we have a couple people we could line up pretty easily and make it work. We just have to think ahead.
Okay.
All right, so I'd like to thank our main sponsor, as always, Core BJJ, which is where we are right now recording this. You can follow them at corebjjnj.com. Also, all of their social media. Make sure you rate, review, like, subscribe to all our stuff, corebjjnj.
And tell your friends. Also, we would like to thank our other sponsor. I have an accent. Our other sponsor, Dr. David Zwoboda. You can check him out on groundgamephysio.com, also on Facebook at groundgamephysio. Be sure and check out his Instagrammy at dzwoboda.
Right, they're being very loud right now. They were going to be quiet, and we're trying to pump Dr. Quiet. Dave, and he doesn't really care about
but
it. It's okay.
Let me just prepare anyone that's going to reach out to Dr. Dave on Instagram. He is going to harass you until you buy a product. That's the way that it's done, I'm told. So he is selling good product. It's not something that we do not believe in. We 100% believe in what Dr. Dave is doing. If you want to stay on the mat, stay healthy, stay happy, and we have Christine screaming from the class that's going on right now, it works. Check out Dr. David.
Yes. And where can everybody find us if they would like?
At Core. Come find us physically at Core.
I'm talking about our podcast.
You can check it out on tothedeathpodcast.buzzsprout.com or at To The Death Podcast on all social media. Be sure and email tothedeathpodcast@gmail.com.
And let us know if you liked the epiphany that Adrian shared with us, or if you agree with Dave that we should have kept it to ourselves like greedy little men.
Greedy, greedy, greedy. I'm greedy, which is why I only want to do 1.5% of the work.
But what I'm saying to you is there's three types of people. All right.
I'm the greedy type.
There's the type of person that doesn't see the benefit of the epiphany that we shared, right? Or they don't need it. There's them. Then there's you who sees the value in it and you think,
yes,
oh, if I get let this out, they're going to get ahead, right? And I think there's a large percent that thinks like that. Then yes, there's the third group, which is me. I see the value just like you do, but I think we can grow exponentially if we share it with the people that we care about. Because the people that are listening right now care about us, or they care about Adrian, and we think they deserve to learn our epiphanies, and if they would like to share theirs, they could send it to our email.
Get your hand off my leg. There's a fourth type.
Go ahead.
My fourth type is sharing things like that with
other people doing things like what we are doing, like Adrian shared it with us. We should share it with Gary.
But think about this,
et cetera.
How about think about this? That those are people on our level. We're in the same kind of position, trying to grow a podcast.
Yes, that's who we should share this information with.
But not only them, we could share with people above us if we can get their attention, which is I'm trying to do unsuccessfully so far, but I'm not going to quit. Also, there's people that haven't even started yet that we can inspire to start their own, which we already have done, and we've inspired people to copy our audiograms without giving us credit, which is fine. Because
can
it lets
you stop lunging at me?
It lets us know that we are going in the right direction. And if we do inspire somebody and they are nice and appreciative and they do care about us, they'll share epiphanies with us as well.
Hmm. This is interesting. Why wouldn't you tell me this beforehand?
Because you wouldn't even let me get it out. You just started putting the thing off, saying you're going to change all our passwords. So
you said that, not me.
You thought it was a good idea and you started to do it.
I did start to do it. It was hilarious.
And I hope we get that video.
I'll have to... I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that I could get the
video.
You've
never even tried yet.
I've never tried. I've gone back and watched them.
But like get them off.
No, I have to clip them and email them.
Right, but if you start to do that, that's one thing. If you get in a rhythm of doing that, we could start manufacturing videos like that on purpose and using them for our clips because that is funny. Are you going to pay attention or are you going to text all day?
Hang on, I got to do one thing.
This is the worst. I was on a roll.
I only heard half of it. I tuned you out after a little while.
No. You always do that. Don't act like that's a new thing.
Tuning you out? No, tuning you out is not a new thing. It's the only way that I'm able to tolerate you.
You don't let anything in. Well, even when we were in the podcast.
Really? Are you serious? I don't let anything in. I haven't changed. I eat so much more now because of you.
No, listen, not the new me. I haven't been eating a lot in front of you.
You want to go to Taco Bell after this?
I would love to.
Let's go to Taco Bell.
Wait, let's get some acai bowls.
The only good acai bowls are all the way in Rockaway.
Yeah, I don't even care.
It's a far drive.
I don't want them anyways.
Well, there used to be close ones.
I need to buy some hot dogs.
Oh, no, it's too late for that, I think.
It's not too late. We just, not for this week. We'll eventually have it.
Maybe we'll go back and do it again.
Of course.
So
that's what I'm saying.
What else do we have to talk about?
I don't know. Make sure you check out Adrian, his podcast, and stay tuned because we are going to be involved with him doing some very special things this year, for sure. Right?
Yes, we're collabing.
Yeah.
Collab.
It was really nice, all the things he said about me, and I didn't...
The light ones are in the back, Dave.
Remember when I used to shy away when people say nice things? I used to recoil and not accept it. I feel like I did a good job of accepting his compliments and then building on them. Answer what I just said.
I was listening to Dave.
What I said was, damn it. It's gone. Thank you.
I'll go back and listen.
It's too late.
No, when you put it out, I'll listen. And then I'll call you and I'll tell you what I think. Because even today, while I was listening, I was going to call you every 5 minutes to talk about the episode because I really enjoyed this episode.
I also did it. What sucked was we did the episode and then the next day I had no time to edit because I had to go to work. And I was thinking about it all day. I'm like, I know it was good. And then when I got home, I was like, I don't know if it's good. And then I listened and I was like, okay, I was right.
Can we talk about what happened yesterday though, please?
What was yesterday?
I was driving and I needed to talk to you about how horrible Spotify is.
True.
Okay. You stopped answering the phone.
No, I didn't. I don't know where you were. The phone kept dropping, kept dropping, kept dropping.
But then I got to Civilization, and I texted you I was in Civilization, and you did not answer.
3 strikes, you're out.
Fine.
If the phone drops 3 times, I'm not picking up anymore.
Well, then I waited. Okay, I didn't call you right back. I waited a couple minutes till I hit Civilization, and then I called you.
I didn't trust it. Well, this is why I hate the phone. This is why I love doing Zoom, and we should do Zoom more instead of phone calls. I think you would enjoy it.
I was driving.
I'm just saying.
I could have Zoomed. You're right. I could have Zoomed from my phone while I was driving, and do you know what would have happened?
Shut up.
We would have dropped.
What? True, but I'm saying like...
True. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sure.
Sometimes you really make me upset.
I know.
But it's getting less and less. I'm learning how to deal with you more.
Am I down to 1.5% of making you upset?
No, you're still at 10%.
10%? That's pretty low, too. I want to move up to 50%. I want to upset you 50% of the time.
No, you used to be. When we started this, probably four or five episodes.
Wait, how is that even possible?
When we were about 9-10 episodes in, I was starting to get really annoyed with you. I was about
70%. Tell me why.
Because I didn't know how to deal with it yet. I was still trying to... I wasn't confident yet in the podcasting. Very unsure of myself, and I've gotten more... The more sure of myself I get, the more I learn how to separate my emotions from the task at hand.
But what happened in the first 10 episodes?
We started losing steam with the guests. No, we didn't.
We didn't lose steam with the guests until after 20.
Nope. Episode 9 was supposed to be a guest, but we had to adapt, and we did episode 9, just me and you.
No, 10 was just me and you.
Or 10. I didn't want to do 10, just me and you. So there was something.
It was supposed to
be. Maybe it was episode 19. You're right. 19, episode 19, we started losing steam.
No, it was 20. We had somebody for 19, and we had to reschedule because they had a death in the family.
Fine,
Ed,
fine, fine.
Is that all right with you? No compassion. You have no compassion
for
people. That's not what
it is.
You have no compassion for our guests. Yeah, but right after that, I didn't reach out to anyone else anymore.
Fine. I got my dates confused, but there was a point sometime in the last year where I was like, I could see the writing on the wall. Dave's not going to push extra hard. He's going to do the 1.5 like he said he was.
But not in the first 10.
Fine, the first
That's
20.
That's important. It's important that it
sure,
wasn't in the first
sure. okay,
10.
Okay, fine. I apologize.
First 10, you were ready, revved and ready to
right,
go.
Right. But like everything, there's always a height. I reached the pinnacle and then I big drop. And now we're on our way back up. I'm feeling good.
It's only on the rise because of you.
No, it's not. It's not true. And I already talked about that in the episode. They already heard it. I love you.
Fine. Fine. Don't say that.
Why?
Because I don't want you to say that.
Because what?
It's gross.
See, you don't like nice things either.
Gross.
It's not gross. Well, this wouldn't work without love. This podcast is built on love.
Is that why it's not succeeding?
No.
So, I listened today and I really want to reach out to your dad. The next time, are we going to have your dad as a guest?
When he comes up, he's coming up in March.
Okay. I want to talk to him about his teeth brushing habits, okay? Because you talked about how you learned to brush
I didn't tell you that
only
clip.
Once or twice a day, sometimes once or none a day. And you said that you learned that from your father.
I did learn it from him.
Dad, what's going on here? What's going on, Dad? All right. Does he have real teeth?
No, he does. We have healthy germs in our mouth.
This is so gross. I can't even do this anymore. Healthy germs. Dr. Dave, what do you think about that?
He's not a dentist. He's not a dentist, so yeah. I disregard that.
Once a week, right?
Once a week's fine.
At least twice a week.
Fine.
Dr. Dave
I could
says.
Step it up to twice a week.
Oh, my God.
All right. I think we did it.
You know what? Real quick, okay. I say, oh, my God, too much. We're going to make a drinking game. Anyone that comes from Adrian's podcast, anytime I say, oh, my God, drink.
You know, that's going to be the tough part about the collaborations. You hate drinking, and I'm trying to stop drinking.
I don't need to drink to collaborate on something great with Adrian.
It makes it a little different, because some people could just drink.
Yeah, but I'm not going
to
drink.
All right, let me go. We got to get out of here.
Okay.
Hope you guys enjoyed. This is To The Death Podcast.
Episode 38.
Adrian.